thrown by those who wished for something else. Our grief is the honest recognition that this cherished life is passing. No matter what we lose, we open to the ocean of grief because we are grieving all of this fleeting life. Yet our willingness to go into the black waters of loss reveals our source, the loving awareness that is deathless. Radical acceptance is the art of engaging fully in this world, wholeheartedly caring about the preciousness of life, while also resting in the formless awareness that allows this life to arise and pass away. There are times when the arising forms in our life will naturally be in the foreground of awareness. When Tara died, I would have been avoiding and postponing grief if I had not brought a full presence to the waves of pain moving through me. When we are filled with wanting, grief, or fear, prematurely looking toward awareness may be a way of disengaging from the rugged rawness of our emotions. Yet while we clearly need to embrace this life, we can't meet our experience with radical acceptance if we have forgotten the openness of formless awareness. In the moments of looking into awareness, I was seeing the changeless, timeless nature that was the essence of my dog, Tara, and is the empty essence of all beings everywhere. This was the source of those eyes that looked at me so warmly, the awareness that can never be lost, only forgotten. The Pathway Home. Stepping into unconditional presence. In one of the Jataka tales, mythical teaching stories based on the Buddha's previous lifetimes, the Buddha was a good merchant living in a small village in North India. One afternoon, while working in his shop, he glanced outside and saw a beautiful and luminous person walking across the town square. He was stunned. As he continued to watch, he felt his heart light up in celebration. Never in his life had he seen a human being so visibly radiating compassion. Never had he sensed the divine shining forth with such imminence. The merchant knew immediately that he wanted to serve this being and give his life to awakening such love in his own heart. With great care, he prepared a tray of ripe fruits and tea to offer his nourishment. He stepped out into the sunlit day, moving mindfully and joyfully toward the luminous one who seemed to stand awaiting him. Suddenly, when the merchant was only halfway across the town square, the daylight suddenly turned to darkness. The ground quaked violently, and a gash in the earth appeared between him and the one he longed to serve. Lightning bolts ripped through the blackened skies, and he saw the glaring eyes and bloody mouths of horrifying demons. He was surrounded by the voices of Mara. "Go back! Turn around! It's too dangerous. You won't survive." As crashing thunder shook the air, the voices warned, "This way is not for you. Who do you think you are? Go back to your shop, to the life you know." Terrified, the good merchant was about to turn around and flee for safety. But at that moment, his heart swelled with a longing so great it could fill the entire universe. This desire for love and freedom was stronger than any voice of warning. With the image of the radiant being filling his mind, he took one step into the dark chaos of Mara, and then another, and another. The demons disappeared. The brilliant light of day returned, and the earth came together, healed, and once again whole. The merchant, trembling with aliveness, overflowing with love and gratitude, found himself standing right in front of the luminous figure. The great being embraced him, saying, "Well done, Bodhisattva. Well done. Walk on through all the fears and pain in this life. Walk on, following your heart and trusting in the power of awareness. Walk on one step at a time, and you will know a freedom and peace beyond all imagining." As he heard these words, the good merchant felt his entire being fill with light. Looking around, he saw this same divine presence shining through the ground and trees, the singing birds and every blade of grass. He and the great being and every part of this living world belonged to boundless, radiant presence. No matter how thick are the clouds of fear, shame, and confusion, we can, like the merchant, remember our longing to awaken compassion, our longing to be wise and free. Remembering what we cherish guides us to hold our fear and doubt with awareness. Moving in this way, moment by moment, we find what we long for. When Mara appears, we can awaken by taking just one step, by touching the ground of this present moment with compassionate presence. During an angry exchange of words, we take one step, feeling with awareness the rising pressure in our chest, the heat in our face. When our child has a high fever, we take a step by bringing awareness to our fear as we hold a cool cloth to his brow. When we're lost after dark in an unfamiliar city, we take a step by noticing with awareness the squeeze of anxiety as we turn yet another corner into an unknown street. This is the path. Arriving over and over again in the moment with a kind awareness. All that matters on this path of awakening is taking one step at a time. Being willing to show up for just this much. Touching the ground just this moment. The path of radical acceptance frees us from the voices of Mara that tell us we are separate and unworthy. Whenever we become fully present, we discover the natural wakefulness and care that is inherent within us. We come to understand, in a vivid and cellular way, who we really are. Rumi writes, "I am water. I am the thorn that catches someone's clothing. There's nothing to believe. Only when I quit believing in myself did I come into this beauty. Day and night I guarded the pearl of my soul. Now, in this ocean of purling currents, I've lost track of which was mine." When we live in awareness, we live in love. The loving awareness we cherish is not a distant fragrance, a treasure found only after an arduous journey. It is not a treasure that we have to fight for or protect. As the musk deer realized at his death, the beauty we long for is already here. By relaxing our stories of who we are taking ourselves to be, by stepping wakefully into just this moment, we see that nothing is missing. Nothing is outside this ocean of purling currents. Although we drift on the path and lose sight of our essential being, remembering what we love guides us back to sacred presence. The Tibetan Book of the Dead offers the deepest reassurance. Remember these teachings. Remember the clear light, the shining light of your own nature. No matter where or how far you wander, the light is only a split second, a half a breath away. It is never too late to recognize the clear light of your pure awareness. We can trust the awareness and love that are our true home. When we get lost, we need only pause, look at what is true, relax our heart, and arrive again. This is the essence of radical acceptance. Guided meditation. Who am I? The fundamental question in most spiritual traditions is, who am I? The Tibetan Buddhist practice of Dzogchen, the great perfection, is direct training in how to realize our true nature. Before exploring the following version of Dzogchen, it is best to take some time relaxing and quieting the mind. You might do a body scan or Vipassana meditation. While thoughts and emotions will naturally continue to arise during Dzogchen, this practice is best initiated when emotions are not intense. An ideal setting to try this in is one where you can look directly at the open sky or at a view that is not distracting. It is also fine to look out a window, at a blank wall, or at the open space of a room. Sit comfortably in a way that allows you to feel both alert and relaxed. With your eyes open, rest your gaze on a point slightly above your line of sight. Soften your eyes so that your gaze is unfocused and you are also receiving images on the periphery of your vision. Relax the flesh around your eyes and let your brow be smooth. Looking at the sky, or imagining a clear blue sky, let your awareness mingle with that boundless space. Allow your mind to be wide open, relaxed, and spacious. Take some moments to listen to sounds, noticing how they are happening on their own. Rest in the awareness that includes even the most distant sounds. In the same way that sounds are appearing and disappearing, allow sensations and emotions to arise and dissolve. Let your breath move easily, like a gentle breeze. Be aware of thoughts drifting through like passing clouds. Rest in an open and undistracted awareness, noticing the changing display of sounds, sensations, feelings, and thoughts. When you realize your mind inevitably fixates on a particular thought, on a judgment or mental comment, an image or story, gently look into awareness to recognize the source of thinking. Inquire, "Who is thinking?" Or you might ask, "What is thinking?" Or, "Who is aware right now?" Glance back into awareness with a light touch, simply taking a look to see who is thinking. What do you notice? Is there anything or self you perceive that is static, solid, or enduring? Is there an entity that exists apart from the changing stream of feelings, sensations, or thoughts? What actually do you see when you look into awareness? Is there any boundary or center to your experience? Are you aware of being aware? The entire net of thoughts, wants, and fears is full of holes. As you look beyond it, you begin to see that all of life is arising from and dissolving into awareness. Let go and relax fully into the sea of wakefulness. Let go and let be, allowing life to unfold naturally in awareness. Rest in non-doing, in undistracted awareness. When the mind fixates again on thoughts, look back into awareness to see the source of thinking, and then let go and let be. With each instance of releasing the grip of thoughts, be sure to relax completely. Discover the freedom of wakefully relaxing, of letting life be as it is. Look and see. Let go and be free. If sensations or emotions call your attention, look back into awareness in the same way, asking who is feeling hot or tired or afraid. However, if they are in any way strong or compelling, instead of turning toward awareness, bring an accepting and kind attention directly to the experience. You might feel the grip of fear, for instance, and use the breath to reconnect with openness and tenderness. When you are able again to relate to your experience with equanimity and compassion, resume the practice of Dzogchen, resting in awareness. Often in the wake of these strong emotions, it is common to find that the impression of a ghost self remains, a self who is holding the fear or hurt with compassion. If you sense this, inquire, "Who is being compassionate?" and look into awareness. Then let go into what is seen. Let go into selfless awareness, into emptiness suffused with compassion. The natural arising of emotions is a profound opportunity to experience how the natural expression of awareness is love. Here, the practice of Dzogchen, looking into awareness, and Tonglen interweave. It is important that we practice Dzogchen in an easy and effortless way, not contracting the mind by striving to do it right. To avoid creating stress, it is best to limit practice to 5 to 10 minute intervals. You might do short periods of formal practice a number of times a day. As an informal practice, take a few moments, whenever you remember, to look into awareness and see what is true. Then let go and let be. This concludes Radical Acceptance. Please visit our website, www.tantor.com, for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks and to take advantage of special offers. Or call toll-free 877-7-TANTOR to request a catalog.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.